弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
奉主耶稣的圣名，一起来学习道理。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we learn Jesus' teachings.
晚上来查考，圣愿我的民肯听从。
Tonight's topic is, Oh, if my people will listen to me.
这是神说的一句话。
This is a phrase that God spoke.
那我们如果看这句话本身的含义，就是神的民事实上是没有在听的。
If you look behind the true meaning of God's words, you'll see that God's people were not listening to Him.
但是神他是多么期待所有属他的百姓都能够真的把他的话听进去，而且能够行出来。
But God eagerly desires for His people to not only hear His word, but to carry them out.
因为如果没有把神的话行出来，福气是不会临到的。
Because if you don't carry out God's word, then you receive no blessing.
那如果他们去做跟神相反，跟神的要求相反的事，最后一定是遭灾祸。
And if they did opposite of what God asked them to do, then their end would be destruction.
所以这句话其实说明神他是期待百姓能够从他那里得福的。
So this saying is that God wants His people to receive His blessings.
这是我们从这个礼拜的读经进度当中小弟要跟大家来分享的一个主题。
And this is from the passages that we have read this week, and I would like to share on these passages.
请大家先翻开诗篇八十一篇。
Let's first turn to Psalm 81.
诗篇八十一篇。
Psalm 81.
来读第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
诗篇八十一篇的第八节。
Psalm 81, verse 8.
我的民啊，你当听，我要劝诫你。以色列啊，甚愿你肯听从我。
Verse 8, Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you, O Israel, if you will listen to me.
那我们再看第十一节。
Verse 11.
无奈我的民不听我的声音，以色列全不理我。
11, But my people would not heed my voice, and Israel would not have none of me.
我们看十三节。
Verse 13.
圣愿我的民肯听从我，以色列肯行我的道。
Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways.
这一章我们在星期三的查经聚会里面许多弟兄姐妹也曾经分享。
We shared about these few verses in our Bible study on Wednesday.
其实很期待我们弟兄姐妹能够真的播出时间。在我们周一周三的晚上在网络上一起来查考圣经来学习神的道理。
And it would be edifying if more brothers and sisters set aside the time on Monday and Wednesday to join the Bible studies.
我们现在大家已经很习惯很多聚会在网络上进行。
Now, most brothers and sisters are very used to the online format of service.
我们一开始在网络上举行查经聚会的时候，其实曾经差不多有三十个人参加。
Previously, when we first started the online Bible studies, we had around 30 people join.
那是刚疫情刚刚开始的时候，大家晚上也不能够去哪里晚上的时候就上网来查经。
This was when the pandemic first started, and because no one else had anywhere else to go, they would join the online Bible studies.
那当我们逐渐习惯这样的生活模式，我们也慢慢在我们生活当中增加越来越多的活动以后，参加聚会人数就显著的下降。
But gradually, as things opened up and more activities restarted, people gradually lost time to join these Bible studies.
那固定的都是一些他们已经从查经聚会当中学习神的道理，已经养成一个聚会习惯的同龄在参加了。
And the people remaining who join the Bible studies are those who gain teachings out of it.
那如果没有参加聚会习惯的人，他们一直都是缺席的，不会想要说我要拨时间来参加这查经聚会。
Those who don't make it a habit to join the Bible studies will don't find time for it.
其实我们要想想看， 我们时间、我们的生活安排其实是一种习惯。如果我们真的把它在生活当中排进去一起来学习神的道理，我们总是有时间的。
So we have to think carefully about how we spend our time and prioritize so that we can set aside time to worship God.
时间是我们自己安排的，问题是你重不重视这个时间在学习神的道理，跟弟兄姐妹一起学习有没有很重要？
So time is under our own management and control, so it's up to us to decide if we want to spend it in worship and service with other brothers and sisters.
所以我们其实每一周如果能够固定的参加聚会我们信仰那个根基会越稳固，对道理的明白会越来深入。
So if we make it a habit to attend services every week, then we can have a better understanding of God's word and have a deeper rooted faith.
特别是我们的工作人员，我们的负责人，我们自己的教员，我们在教会里面参加圣工的这些同龄，我们一定要拨时间来参加聚会。
And this is especially true for the workers that serve the church, whether that's in the council or teachers. It's important to set aside time to worship God.
我们没有任何理由说我没有时间。
We don't have any excuse to say that we don't have time.
因为每一个人都很忙。
Because everyone is busy.
但是我们在一起查考的当中，我们其实就在互相学习。
But while we are studying the Bible together, we are learning from one another.
就好像我们今天如果把神的命令看得很重要，我们就会把今天晚上的时间分别出来一起来进入主的安息里。
If we value the word of God, then we would set aside time to come to church tonight.
那我们看这一篇圣经的信息作诗的人他表达出神的一个恳切的期待，特别是对他的百姓说的。
So this psalm by Asaph describes God's expectation for the people of Israel.
在第八节特别说我的民
In verse 8, God calls them, O my people.
这是神 他以一个像父亲的角色，而且是一个真的是他是一个主宰，他把这群人把他称作他自己的百姓，一个很亲密的关系的呼唤。
So we can see here God's relationship with the people is like a father. He has a very intimate and close relationship with them.
那他很期待他的这些子民都听他的话。
And he eagerly awaits for his people to listen to him.
但是第十一节他说无奈，没有办法，但是就觉得很无可奈何的说，他们就是不要听了。
But he's frustrated as in verse 11 because the people would not heed his voice.
然后神说他们全然不理我啊。
And they would have none of God.
就是说他们真的不把神当作很宝贵。
Which is to say that they do not put God first in their lives.
如果他们不觉得神很重要，他当然不会把神所说的话也觉得很重要。
If they don't think God is important, then they wouldn't think that his words are important.
所以其实这个是跟我们今天的信仰观念有关系的。
So this psalm has a lot to do with our faith today.
我们今天如果不觉得信仰很重要，其实我们不会觉得说我时间来读神的话，来真的了解神的心意很重要。
If we didn't think that our faith was important, then we wouldn't set aside time to study and read the Bible.
我们总是会想用我们自己的想法去解释信仰。
We would use our own thinking to explain our own faith.
那有时候我们在读圣经的时候，我们会用圣经来自我安慰。哎，圣经这样写啊，那跟我想法一样啊，所以我没有问题啊。
And sometimes we use the word of God to comfort ourselves, and we say that this word is the same as my thinking, and so we comfort ourselves.
所以我们有时候是拿来用圣经的话语来来认为说我们其实还不错啊，我们到目前为止我们都很蒙福，我们其实好像也是走在对的路上。
And so we use the word of God to comfort ourselves, thinking that we have done right.
那可是如果看圣经再仔细的去思想，你就会发现说，其实我们离神的心意跟神对我们的要求差很远的。
But if we carefully study the word of God, we find that we are actually quite far from God's intentions for us.
那我们在读这一段从七十三篇以后这一段亚萨的诗歌之前小弟已经跟大家提醒过。这个有一段很重要的信息，就是神的百姓忘记了神的话语。
So as we're studying the Psalms of Asaph from Psalm 73 onwards, a really key important message is listening to the word of God.
就是从77篇以后，他们就在这个作者那时候就在说，我那时候有一个软弱，就是我觉得说好像神已经把我们忘记了。
As in Psalm 77 here, the psalmist says that they feel weak because it's as if God has forgotten them.
为什么神没有再伸出他的右手来帮助我们呢？
Why hasn't God reached out his right hand to help them?
为什么神好像把我们丢掉？他问了好多问题，说难道神真的这样子吗？
So the psalmist asked many questions, saying, how has the Lord cast us off?
好，那这个77篇他问了些问题之后，从78篇以后，他就开始再去回忆是到底是怎么一回事，问题出在哪里。
So after Psalm 77, all of these questions on God's nature, in Psalm 78, the psalmist starts to reflect on why.
那这些诗篇其实都是故意把它编辑在一起，然后让我们看到一个脉络，就是有关于神的百姓，他们失败的原因跟他的回顾了。
So the way these psalms are pieced together is to explain the reason why Israel fell out of God's favor.
那78篇他在讲一个历史，就是过去以色列人他们所走过的历史。
And Psalm 78 describes the history of Israel.
然后我们现在如果看一下78篇的第八节。
Let's look at Psalm 78 verse 8.
因为他是在回顾历史，所以后代的人在看他们的祖宗所走过的路线嘛。
Because they're reviewing history, the present people now are reflecting on the actions of their forefathers.
第八节说，不要像他们的祖宗，是顽梗悖逆，居心不正之辈，向着神，心不诚实。
Verse 8, and may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation.
那如果看第十一节，第十节。
Verse 10.
他们不遵守神的约，不肯照他的律法行。
They did not keep the covenant of God. They refused to walk in His law.
十一节说，又忘记他所行的和他显给他们奇妙的作为。
11 and forgot His works and His wonders that He had shown them.
那这个就是在说，他们忘记了神所做过的事。
And so they forgot the works that God had done for them.
他们不遵守神的约，就是也不肯照他所说的去行了。
They did not keep the covenant of God, which is to say that they did not follow the word of God.
然后接下来就是很悲惨的历史啊，已经发生过的。
And what followed was a very terrible history.
啊，一直到第七十九篇里面谈到他们国破家亡，连圣殿都被毁了。
And this leads up to Psalm 79, which describes how their kingdom and their temple were all destroyed.
然后到了第八十篇呢？他就有一个很深的呼吁说，主啊，求你让我们回转。
And this leads to an urgent plea from Israel in Psalm 80 for God to restore them.
第八十篇的第三节。
Psalm 80 verse 3.
神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
Restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved.
然后这一句话在八十篇里面 就重复出现了。
And this verse repeats several times in Psalm 80.
那在比如说你看第七节是一样的。
It's repeated in verse 7.
八十篇的第七节说，万军之神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
Verse 7, restore us, O God of hosts, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved.
再看第十九节。
And verse 19.
主万军之神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
19. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved.
他这里就期待说，主啊，求你使我们回转，求你帮助我们，让我们可以转向你啊。
Here the psalmist puts their hope on God to restore them.
其实在八十篇里面，它里面有另外一个回转，就是求神 也转过来。
And another plea from Israel in Psalm 80 is for God to also walk back towards them.
我们看八十篇的第十四节。
Let's read Psalm 80 verse 14.
第十四节，万军之神啊，求你回转，从天上垂看，眷顾这葡萄树。
14 14, return, we beseech you, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and see and visit this vine.
15, 保护你右手所栽的和你为自己所坚固的枝子。
15, and the vineyard which your right hand has planted and the branch that you made strong for yourself.
那第14节这里求你回转，其实是叫神 return 啊，就像神已经啊转背哈啊，脸已经转过去了。现在他求神说：“神啊，你把你的脸再转回来。”
So verse 14, they call God to return, which means that God's back has faced away from His people, and they call Him to face them again.
那如果神啊，你如果回转向我们之后，你一定可以让我们也回转向你，让你的脸发光，那我们就得救。
So if God turns their face toward them, they will also turn back to God, and God's face will shine upon them and save them.
这个就是从历史里面去看到真正的问题，就是百姓他们离开了神，他的法则，离开了神的约。
So the true problem in history is that the people of Israel left God's commandments and His teachings.
其实是神，他允许这些仇敌来欺负甚至来毁坏这个国度的。
And God caused these enemies to destroy this people's kingdom.
那这个就是神出于爱所施行的管教。
And this discipline was done out of love.
那是一个非常极端的手段，因为神已经派先知去讲派他的仆人去做什么事都不管用的时候，神所用最后一个非常看起来很残酷的手段，但是却是最有用的方法，让百姓回转。
And this was a very extreme punishment because God had already sent His workers and His prophets to warn His people, yet it did not work. And so this final method had to work.
那所以到了八十篇我们就知道说真正的问题在哪里了。
And in Psalm 80, we finally discover what the problem is.
那八十一篇，现在神表达他的一个愿望。
And in Psalm 81, God expresses His hope.
他的愿望就是我们刚才所读的八十一篇的第十三节说，甚愿我的民肯听从我，然后以色列可以行我的道。
And this hope is expressed in verse 8, where God asks them to listen to him.
那我们现在就来看看这神的民是谁。
So who is God's people?
那在神的眼中，他的民是何等宝贵。
And among God's people, His name is very precious.
因为这群民事实上是神的，然后神也让他们组成一个国度，曾经非常的荣耀，也蛮有能力的。
So this people is a people that belongs to God, and they were once a very mighty and glorious kingdom.
可是神他现在竟然任凭这个外敌来侵害他们，让他们整个国度被毁了。
And yet God caused their enemies to come and destroy them.
那在这个整个过程当中，神沉默不语他都没有发声音，都好像觉得无所谓
And during this whole destruction process, God did not seem to care or spoke to them.
八十三篇一开头就有这一句呼吁。
And this is seen in the start of Psalm 83.
八十三篇第一节说：“神啊，求你不要静默。”神啊，求你不要闭口，也不要不作声哦。
And Psalm 83 verse 1, Do not keep silent, O God, do not hold your peace, and do not be still, O God.
第二节说，因为你的仇敌喧嚷，恨你的抬起头来了。
2, For behold, your enemies make a tumult, and those who hate you have lifted up their head.
第三节说，他们同谋奸诈，要害你的百姓，彼此商议，要害你所隐藏的人。
Verse 3, they have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted together against your sheltered ones.
这里他在第二节特别说这些 外国的势力是神的敌人神的仇敌。
In verse 2, it especially calls out that these people that God uses are also God's enemies.
那这些神的仇敌他们现在联合起来专门去对付神的百姓。
And these enemies have united together to go against God's people.
那就好像说，其实本来在诗篇第八十三篇所列很多民族，他们彼此都不和的，彼此都是有各自打算，本来是合不起来的一些国度，现在竟然合起来了。
So Psalm 83 mentions many different peoples that were enemies to each other and could not be united, yet they were united against the people of Israel.
现在他们就联络起来要来攻击你的百姓哦。
And they united together in order to destroy God's people.
然后第三节说，他们商议要害你所隐藏的人。
And verse 3 says they consulted together against your sheltered ones.
好，所以我们现在看神的名啊，神他说。 圣愿我的民可以听从我。其实这些民本来是神所隐藏的，神所珍贵的一群百姓。So
we see here that God's people were originally very precious to Him, people that He hid.
那这个神所隐藏的这个意思本身就是神所觉得很珍贵的，把它珍藏起来的啊，因为这些太重要，所以神特别把它保护着。
And the word used here is sheltered, but it means that God saw His people as being too precious, and therefore He had to protect them by sheltering them away.
因为神所他的百姓，他们所要组成这个国度是有目的的。神赋给他们一个非常重要的使命，要去宣扬他的美德。Because
God has a very important purpose for His people to glorify and to spread His name across all the other nations.
所以神的百姓是被神所珍爱的人。
And so God's people are those loved by God.
那这个隐藏就是，如果有危险的时候，神特别把他保护着，所以这个恶者是绝对没有办法去害他的。And
so that's why they were sheltered people, so that if enemies were coming to destroy them, God would protect them.
在圣经里面，我们看到，在一个时代里面，如果很危险，就是已经面临这个灭族的危机的时候，神所隐藏的人一定是。 一定是平安，而且恶者在什么方用方法都害不了他这个人的。We
see oftentimes throughout the history of the Israelites that when people came to destroy them, God could protect them so that no harm would come to them.
我们都很清楚的，在出埃及记的第一章。This
is very clear to us, especially in Exodus chapter 1.
出埃及记第一章。Exodus
chapter 1.
对不起，第二章。Chapter
2.
那第二章就是记载这个摩西他出生了。Chapter
2 describes how Moses is born.
他这个父母亲把这个婴孩，这个儿子把他藏起来，藏了三个月。And
Moses' father and mother hid Moses for 3 months.
把他藏起来。They
hid him.
然后之后不能再藏了，他现在把他放在那个蒲草箱里面去。
And when they could hide him no longer, they put him in an ark of bulrushes.
那我们都知道，他这个像摩西，他的出生其实是有神很重要的使命在他身上，神要用的，神就把他保护起来了。So
we know that Moses was a man chosen by God with a purpose, and that's why God sheltered him particularly.
他的父母亲凭着信心把他隐藏。
His parents hid him with faith.
那现在不能再藏了之后，第三节，他就把他放在那个箱子里面去了。And
when they could hide him no longer, they put him in verse 3 in an ark of bulrushes.
这个婴孩最后就被法老的女儿收养成为他的儿子。And
this ark was discovered by the daughter of Pharaoh who adopted Moses.
那最后。 成为带领整个以色列百姓出埃及那个最重要的那个工人。And
Moses became the most important leader, leading the Israelites out of Egypt.
那这个就是神所隐藏的人。So
this is a person hidden by God.
那神他的所隐藏的，其实神有很多方法来保护他所要用的人，这些他的仆人。
So God can use many different ways to hide or shelter His people.
那同样，这个隐藏，这个就是会被他的生命在人的眼中就是很珍贵的。我们如果看以色列百姓要过红海，要过约旦河的时候，你看他们那时候派那两个探子到耶利哥城那个拿河的家里面去的时候。
So we see that God's people's lives are very precious to Him, and this is seen in the example of the two spies that went to Jericho.
那他们当时候要去攻打耶利哥城，他们这些以色列人跟那个耶利哥城的人是对敌的。
So when the Israelites were about to attack the city of Jericho, they were enemies to them.
他们是, 要照神的意思去占领这一块神赐给他们的应许地的。
They had to follow the word of God in order to conquer this land.
那这两个探子被派去了。
And so these two spies were sent to Jericho.
在约书亚记第二章，你就看到，哎，这个喇合啊，他听到这个消息啊，然后他特别会很珍惜这两个人，这两个探子，他把它藏起来。
So we see that when the two spies were sent to Jericho, the prostitute Rahab saw that these two people were important and hid them.
第二章的约书亚记二章的第四节嘛。
Joshua chapter 2 verse 4.
这女人讲将恶人就隐藏，然后就回答说：“哎，那人果然到我这里来了。那他们是哪里来的？我却不知道。”
Verse 4. Then the woman took the two men and hid them. So she said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from."
其实喇合是冒生命的危险去保护这两个探子的。
Truly, Rahab risked her life to protect these two men.
她为什么会敢冒这个危险
？Why did she risk her life？
是因为她相信神。
She was willing to because she believed in God.
她相信神，她的旨意不可以拦阻，因为她从过去发生在以色列百姓身上的历史看到这个结局是必然的，就是以色列人一定会进来占领这个耶利哥城。
She believed in God because she had heard about the history in the past, how God had intended to give them this land.
所以她基于对神的敬畏，她相信神所说的话会实现。
And so she believed that the word of God would come true.
所以她愿意冒她生命的危险，她现在去把这两个探子把它藏起来。
And so that's why she was willing to risk her life to hide these two spies.
那结果呢？她保留了这两个探子的生命，其实最后不但是她自己，包括她的全家生命也因此得到神的保守。
And because she was willing to hide these two spies and risk her life, not only her but her entire family was saved.
好，所以现在如果我们了解我们在神眼中我们的角色，我们在神看来是何等的珍贵，我们就要明白说很多事情神会保护，神会带领的。
So if we understand how we are seen by God, that we are precious in his eyes, then we will understand that he will protect us.
重点是我们要愿意遵守神所说的话。
But the key here is that we should obey the word of God.
那 神他的信念已经表明得很清楚，他说圣愿我的名他可以听我的话。
And so God's intention for his people is already very clear. He wants them to listen to his word.
所以这神的名，其实在危险或者在觉得说好像很不利的大环境底下，其实神都有方法能够保守他平安，而且让他的旨意可以继续不断推动。
We see that in many instances in history, God has shown that he can protect his people in many different ways.
这个叫做出于对神的信心。
And so we have to have faith in God.
所以教会我们在做推荐的时候一定要基于信心。
So as a church, when we make decisions, we have to have faith.
很多事情不要先害怕在先。
We shouldn't be afraid when we make decisions.
我们要愿意神的旨意能够实践在我们当中。
We need to be willing to allow God's will to be manifest among us.
因为在危险的时候，其实这个才是我们经历信心的作为，看到神奇妙 的带领这样的一个机会。
Only in situations of crises will we be able to see God's protection of his people.
如果什么事情都很顺利，其实基本上不要信心，因为本来就是会这样子。
If everything is smoothly and there are no crises, then it's hard to establish our faith.
所以我们看到神的作为基本上都是先在基于我们有信心的时候，我们愿意相信神所说的话，就算在很不利的条件底下，我们都会看到这件事神的所要做的事情能够顺利的推动下去。
So we see that it is only in situations where it's a challenge and it's difficult for us that we experience God.
这个叫做神的名其实上是神所隐藏的。
And so this is to explain that God's people, God will shelter.
那当我们在看约书亚记这一章的时候，我们不要把它想说那喇合讲谎话，不要说喇合是讲谎话的人。
So when we read Joshua chapter 2, we shouldn't say that Rahab lied.
他是 为了要得到他的生命，他知道这个神是可靠的，他出于敬畏神，对神的信心所做出的信心的行为。
So she risked her life and said these words because she feared God and believed in God's word.
在这个时候，不要去把他那个我们外面人认为所谓那个道德的标准，把它套在他身上。
We shouldn't use our own human logic to say that she was morally wrong here because she lied.
因为拉合这件事情，他隐藏这两个探子，到新约圣经特别把它引用出来的，因为是出于他因着信所做的功夫。
Because her actions of risking her life for these two spies were also later recorded in the New Testament, and this is to demonstrate her faith in God.
所以她把这两个人隐藏起来，他们就这两个探子平安呢。
Because she hid these two spies, they were kept alive.
那最后把这个他们所得到的消息，把它带回去给整个以色列百姓听到了。
And they were able to successfully bring their message back to the Israelites.
让他们对神的旨意更加明白，而且非常肯定。
So that the Israelites would be able to better understand God's will and have even more faith in Him.
神的名就是神所隐藏的人。
God's people is the people that He shelters.
那神的名哦，你看，如果今天被神隐藏的，其实圣经里面有许多的经文在描述神是何等的看重他的百姓。
There are also many verses in the Bible that records how God watches over His people.
神的名，圣经说。就像他眼中的瞳仁保护得非常好，人都不能碰他的。
So just as it is written in Psalm 83, God's people is very sheltered that no one can touch them.
哦，这个是在《生命记》里面特别提到神的百姓哈，神是把他像保护眼中的瞳仁这样子啊，在看守保守的。
As it is recorded in Deuteronomy, the people of Israel are precious in God's eyes and protected.
那我们现在再看一下啊，诗篇的八十二篇。
Now let's take a look at Psalm 82.
来看神的名，还有一个特质。
There's another unique characteristic of God's people.
我们一定要了解。
We should understand.
我们看八十二篇。
And let's read Psalm 82.
八十二篇啊，我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
八十二篇第三节说：“你们当为贫寒的人和孤儿伸冤，当用困苦和。”当为困苦和穷乏的人施行公义。
Verse 3, defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy.
第四节说，当保护贫寒和穷乏的人，救他们脱离恶人的手。
Verse 4, deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked.
第五节，他们能不知道，也不明白，在黑暗中走来走去，地的根基就摇动了。
Verse 5, they do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness, all the foundations of the earth are unstable.
第六节，我曾说你们是神，都是至高者的儿子。
Verse 6, I said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High.
八十二篇，这句话在第六节，主耶稣他在约翰福音特别引用了。
And in Psalm 82, verse 6, this passage is used by Jesus in the book of John.
他这里特别说，我曾说你们是神，是至高者的儿子。
It says here, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High.
那当然，这个神他是用小写的啊表达。那其实我们看到这里，你就知道说，其实这个神的名哈，在神眼中真的很珍贵啊。
So they use lowercase for gods, but still we see here that God's people are very precious to Him.
是至高者的儿子。
They are the children of the Most High.
至高者是这位至尊的神呢。
And the Most High is the most esteemed God.
他的百姓是他的儿子，神接纳他们做儿子，有一个非常非常崇高的身份的。
And God has accepted this people to be His children, and that is a very special status.
那我们如果看八十二篇，你就发现，其实神很期待他的百姓，每一个都是像神一样那么公义、公平又圣洁。
So we see in Psalm 82 that God also desires His people to be just and judge without partiality, as He does.
而且是充满的怜悯跟慈悲的。
And to be full of mercy and forgiveness.
他就特别提到说，你要去怜悯照顾这些贫困的孤儿寡妇，这些需要帮助的人，你一定要施怜悯，因为神本身就是这样有怜悯的神。
Especially in verse 4, God desires his people to show mercy, to deliver the poor and the needy.
这就是神的宝座，它的根基就是公义公平。
So God's foundation is justice and mercy.
神的属性里面一个很珍贵的就是神是慈爱怜悯，是不轻易发怒的，是有丰盛的慈爱的。
An important nature of God is that he is full of compassion and mercy and justice as well.
可是当时候这个神的百姓的这个国度里面充满了不义，那也充满了残酷，根本就是 不管那些贫困啊，这些啊需要帮助的人。
But at this time, God's people were filled with wickedness and did not care for the poor and needy.
那其实在这里就特别提出说，所以当时候百姓的不公不义的这些作为，提出一个很严厉的责备的。
So the unrighteous actions of the people of Israel at this time has is a big warning for us.
就是他们所做的跟他们的身份所应该表现出来在神跟人面前的相去太远了。
So, which is to say that their actions before people and before God were too contrasting.
所以你们是神，是至高者的儿子，那表示说你今天神这个是独一的神，那你是他的儿子，那应该是要像神一样的啊。
If you are the children of the Most High God, then your actions should reflect your God.
就好像今天我们啊，你看这个。从一代一代遗传下来的祖宗的他们那些特质，或者是不管是好的坏的，有时候总是会一直传到你后代去了。
We see in our families and family history that the traits and characteristics of our ancestors, both the good and bad, are passed down.
就像当初神在创造人他把亚当当作他的儿子。
Just as God first created Adam, Adam was his first son.
那神特别说，他是按照他的形象造出了这些人的。
And it specifies that Adam was created in God's likeness.
那所以神对他所创造的这个人啊，特别是亚当跟他的后代，都有一个期待。
So God had an expectation for Adam and his descendants.
我们看创世纪第五章。
Genesis chapter 5.
创世纪第五章。
Genesis chapter 5,
第一节
verse 1.
创世纪五章第一节
Genesis chapter 5, verse 1.
亚当的后代记在下面，当神造人的日子，是照着自己的样式造的。
Verse 1, this is the book of the genealogy of Adam. In the day that God created man, he made him in the likeness of God.
第二节，并且造男造女，在他们被造的日子，神赐福给他们，称他们为人。
Verse 2, he created them male and female and blessed them and called them mankind in the day they were created.
这个人哦，圣经里面讲这个人其实是包括男人女人都一样，都是人啊。
So when it says mankind, it includes both man and woman.
所以男人女人其实都是从亚当而出的一样。
So both men and woman came from Adam, which came from God.
神最初造一个人。
God in the first place created a man.
然后特别强调说造男造女。
And then God specifies that he created man and woman.
所以女人从男人而出。
So woman came from men.
所以当圣经里面讲人的时候，特别是这个 man， 我们现在概念好像是男人，其实是这个人本身就是包含男的、女的。
And so when the Bible talks about man or mankind, it refers to both man and woman.
这个就是圣经里面的性别的观念。
And this is the concept of pronouns in the Bible.
其实都是人。
They are all people.
现在男人女人有不同的神赋予他的任务跟功用。
And both men and women have different roles and responsibilities that God has given.
其实男人女人本来就是合一的。
But men and women are one.
这就是最开始婚姻的奥秘。
And this is the very big mystery of marriage.
那圣经在第二节特别说神赐福给他们。
And in verse 2, it says God blessed them.
这里第一节说是照自己的样式造的哦。
Verse 1, he made them in the likeness of God.
好，那我们现在看第三节。
Verse 3.
亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就给他起名叫做赛特。
Verse 3, and Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and named him Seth.
赛特的形象样式跟亚当一样。
Seth is in the likeness or image of Adam.
那亚当他的形象样式跟神一样。
And Adam was created in the likeness or image of God.
所以这里所记载这个亚当的系统，这个神的儿子这个系统，其实都是一直带着神的形象样式的。
So the descendants of Adam all carry the image and likeness of God.
那所以今天在诗篇里面，他说我们是神，是至高者的儿子。
And so in Psalm 82 it says we are gods, we are children of the Most High.
其实我们也不能搞错，因为我们今天人是受造的，神是造物的，受造的跟造物的永远不会是同等的。
But we have to be careful because we know that we are the created and God is the creator and our status is not equal.
我们是从尘土出来的。
We came from dust.
是软弱，本来是卑贱，本来是根本就是没有生命的死了。
We were weak and we were originally death. There was no life in us.
但是神现在把它造出来之后，他赋给他一个身份，他赋给他生命，又给他赋给他一个非常重要的任务，要他去表达出神的形象来。
But from dust, God created life and gave us a status, and He gave us a purpose in life.
好，那我们现在看约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
来读第三十五节。
Verse 35.
约翰福音十章三十五节，第三十四节。
John chapter 10 verse 34.
三十四节，耶稣说：“你们的律法上岂不是写着，我曾说你们是神吗？”
34. Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'?"
35. 经上的话是不能废的，若那些承受神道的人尚且称为神，父所分别为圣又差到世间来的，他自称是神的儿子，你们还向他说你说健忘的话吗？
35. If he called them gods to whom the word of God came and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming because I said, I am the Son of God?
这里34节说，这个律法上不是写着说，这段话其实就是诗篇八十二篇第六节的话。
In verse 34, the words that Jesus spoke were from Psalm 82.
那这里的律法其实指的是全部的旧约了。
And the law that Jesus talks about refers to the whole Old Testament.
经上的话不能废，就是神所说过的话，它不会过时的。
So the scripture or the law cannot be broken.
最后一定要应验在耶稣基督身上。
All of it will be fulfilled on the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是说，有关于基督耶稣的应许，圣经里面所讲的任何的一个神所说过的话要实现的，一定会应验的。
So all of the prophecies of the Old Testament are fulfilled in Christ Jesus.
那些承受神道的人尚且称为神。
So is it not written in your law? I said you are gods.
承受神的道，其实这个就是已经得到了神的话语，又被神特别应许说你要照去做的这一群百姓，他们的身份是很特别。
And so they received the word of God, and God had a special purpose for them.
神说，我曾说你们是神。
And God before had said, "You are gods."
好，那表示说，今天我们事实上是要愿意。要照神的话，我们承受神的道，我们要照去做，才能够真正显出这个神的这个形象的。
Which is to say that today we have to carry out the word of God in order to have this status of being sons of God.
其实八十二篇诗篇八十二篇那里一直在强调说，你审判的时候，你不可以徇私情，然后去偏袒这些不公义的事情，一定要愿意照神的法则去。判断对的就是对的，错的就是错的，你不可以含糊不清的。
Like in Psalm 82 verse 2, we should not judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked.
所以神的民事实上有神的要求，神对他们的期待。
So God has expectations and standards for his people.
要显出他的形象，要能够真的公义。要且又能够是有怜悯的，是圣洁的。
They have to manifest His likeness, His image. They have to show God's righteousness.
那我们现在再看回来诗篇八十一篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 81.
神他这样说，圣念我的名，听我的，听从我，行我的道。其实他里面含着一个非常重要的应许。
Here it says, "Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways." And there's a promise hidden in here.
神的这个应许，其实是照着去做人就会实现，然后就会体验到的。
If we follow the word of God, then we will experience God's blessing.
我们知道神所说的话。神的话本身就是有生命的，是有能力的。
We know that the word of God contains life; it has power.
神给的命令基本上都是对我们有好处。
All of God's commandments have benefit for us.
人的命令不见得有好处了，有时候。
Not people's commands and laws may not always have benefit for us.
你看今天这个社会，有时候政府啊，或者是个人啊，有时候会下命令说你不可以做这个。
So we look at today's society, and our government may have certain laws that prohibit us from doing things.
那个人的命令本身有不见得是对的了。
But these laws from people may not always be morally correct.
有时候只是那个下命令本身他的自尊，他认为说一定要这样，因为他有自己的那个意愿要完成而已。
They may say that they have to follow this law because they want their own will to be manifest.
不是真的在敬畏神，也不是真的在考量这个百姓的福祉的。
So it's not necessarily to fear or honor God or to benefit the citizens.
但是神的命令不一样的。
But God's law is different.
当神说要这样的时候，他一定是附带的祝福，而且一定是不会废弃的，不管时代多久远都一样。
When God commands us to do something, His word will never change throughout generations, and it will bring us blessing.
那这也是人跟神很不一样的地方啊。
And so this is a really big difference between man and God.
所以我们要很重视神的命令，那对人的命令参考一下就好了。
So we have to really value the word of God and the law of God rather than the law of man.
所以今天我们神的国度一定要很重视神的命令才对。
We have to really value the laws of God because we are citizens of His kingdom.
那很多事情要按照信心去做的。
And we have to do His word with faith.
那现在神他跟他的民这样说。
And now that God has spoken in this way to His people.
我们看八十一篇的第五节。
Let's read Psalm 81 verse 5.
八十一篇第五节。
Psalm 81 verse 5.
他去攻击埃及地的时候，在约瑟中间立此为证，我在那里听见我所不明白的言语。
Verse 5, this he established in Joseph as a testimony when he went throughout the land of Egypt where I heard a language I did not understand.
这其实是作者本身，他当时候啊，听到了神所说的话，他其实是以前从来没有听过的。
So here the psalmist is saying that when he heard the word of God, these were words that he had not heard before.
他不明白为什么神会这样说，而且事情是结果是这样子。
He did not understand why God spoke these words and why these things happened.
但是这一段从第六节以后，他就把神所说的话用第一人称表达。
But he used the words that God spoke from verse 6 onwards in from the first person point of view.
所以第六节，我们中文的圣经特别说神说，那底下就是点点点，就是说明这是为了要让整个文意可以表达的清楚。翻译的人特别把它加上去的。
So in the Chinese translation, it specifically adds God spoke, and so these words are from God.
所以这个我就是神，都是神说的话了。
So this I is referring to God speaking.
神第六节，神说：“我使你的肩头得脱重担，你的手放下筐子。”
So verse 6, God removed his shoulder from the burden; his hands were freed from the baskets.
第七节，你在急难中呼求，我就搭救你。
You called in trouble, and I delivered you.
我在雷的隐秘处应允你。
I answered you in the secret place of thunder.
我在米利巴水那里试验你。
I tested you at the waters of Meribah.
如果我们注意看这里神所说的这些动词本身，神他要做的事。
So if we look at the verbs that God spoke, were the actions that God wanted to carry out.
这里神有五项很重要的话。
There are five very important words that God spoke.
我要让你的肩头脱重担，你的那个担子可以卸下来。
So first of all, he would remove his shoulder from the burden.
你的手放下筐子，你本来是抬很重的，很辛苦的，你现在可以休息。
And originally their hands were full of baskets, but now they could be freed from them.
你在急难当中呼求的时候，我就搭救你了。
When the people called in trouble, God would deliver them.
你在隐秘，在雷的隐秘处，我就应允你。你在雷的隐秘处，就是你在在那个危急的时候，你在很无望的时候，你呼求我就听，我就伸手了。
When you were in a hopeless situation, God would answer them.
但是神也会试验啊，所以在米利巴水的那个那里，我也试验你。
But God would also test them, such as the example of Meribah.
那这个就是有时候我们在生活当中啊，你一方面也会经历神的保守看顾，但是有时候神也会给我们考验。
So in our lives, we may experience God's protection and guidance, but we may also be tested by Him.
就像主耶稣，他来了，他把这个神的奥秘把它显明出来。
Just like as Jesus came and manifested the mystery of God.
我们如果劳苦担重担，你来到主耶稣面前，你就可以得安息啊。
If we also take the yoke upon ourselves and follow Jesus' example, we can have peace.
所以马太福音十一章二十八节，主耶稣亲自说。凡劳苦担重担的到我这里来，我就必使你得安息。
So in Matthew, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are weary."
那在马太福音六章，主耶稣说：“你如果先求神的国、神的义，你所需用的这些，我就要加给你。”
Jesus also says in Matthew, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you."
那我们在患难当中，如果你懂得呼求主，主就伸手了。
If in difficulty you know how to call to God, He will answer you.
看彼得，你看他走海面走要沉下去了，抓救我！你看主耶稣的手就把他拉上来。
We look at the example of Peter when he was sinking in the water. He called out to Jesus to save him.
那神的名啊，你看，就算落在患难当中，像保罗、希拉他们去被关在监牢里面，在那里唱诗祷告，神迹出现了。
And also, when Paul and Silas were imprisoned, they began singing hymns, and God showed His, God rescued them.
那这个也是神的考验啊。
This was also a test from God.
传福音到最后被人家关起来啊。
They were imprisoned because they were preaching the gospel.
还被鞭打受伤啊。
They were beaten.
但是他们有没有这样子害怕说我们不要去传呢？
But did they say because of this that they did not want to preach?
那个是逼迫已经实际发生在他们的身上了。
The persecution had already happened to them.
他们都不怕的。
But they were not afraid.
因为在这个时候，其实神显出更奇妙的作为，竟然让那个禁足全家受洗信了。
Because at this moment, God allowed a greater thing to happen, and the jailer and his family were saved.
如果没有那一次被关去监牢里面，禁足的家怎么可能信主了？
If they had not been imprisoned, then how could that jailer and his family be saved?
所以他这个禁足家的这个救恩是来自于。使徒他们不怕苦，他们甚至为了福音受苦被关，他们都觉得无所谓。
So the salvation that came upon the jailer's family came because Paul and Silas were not afraid to be persecuted for God's sake.
这个叫做神的试验。
This is the testing from God.
他们通过了。
And they passed it.
恩典就显明了。
And so they received the blessing.
神的名的特质就显明出来了。
And this is the unique characteristic of God's people.
所以神在这里，他说，他这个是他的应许。
And here God says,
所以这里就是神的恩言。神他当要求我们要听他的时候，他这里面就带着祝福的，要去行的人就体验到。
If we listen to him and walk in his ways, then we will be able to experience him and be blessed by him.
那当然，在第十一集我们已经读过了，历史上证明神他的百姓不听，神觉得很无奈，神很失望的。
And we know that in history, the Israelites refused to listen to God, as in verse 11.
但是神他其实他没有放弃他的百姓，神没有放弃的。
But God did not forsake His people.
他一样表达他非常期待他的百姓能够听他的话。
He still expresses his eager expectation for his people to listen.
听了做去做。
To listen to him and to do it.
甚愿以色列行我的道。
To follow and do God's word.
就是说，不是只是听听而已，当参考。
Which is not just listening to refer to it.
真正要让神的恩典实现在我们的生命里面，在我们的教会当中，事实上要真的去实践去做它了。
But in our lives, at church, in society, we have to carry the word out.
在好像条件很不适合的时候， 其实这个正是一个考验，说我们是不是真的在执行神的道理。
Especially in situations where it's difficult to do God's word, it is a test for us.
那如果我们这样做
，But if we are able to do it,
就是行神的道
，and we do God's word,
到最后这个应许已经实现，而且是得胜。
We will receive God's blessing and we will be victorious.
神他表达他的心愿，说愿我的民可以听嘛。
God expresses his desire for his people to listen to him.
如果听了以后呢
？If they listen to him.
十四节说。
Verse 14 says.
我便速速地制服他们的仇敌，反手攻击他们的敌人。
I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries.
恨神的人最后来投降的。
The haters of the Lord would pretend submission to him.
然后第十六节说。最后神是把那个最好的那个他说上好的麦子磐石出来那个蜂蜜甘甜的来养活他们。
And lastly verse 16 he would have fed them also with the finest of wheat and with honey from the rock I would have satisfied you.
那这样的神的名不是非常满足吗？
So this satisfies the people of God greatly.
愿我们都能够这样子来听从神他所说的话。
May we all be able to listen to God's word.
我们都能够享受神所应许的这一切的福。
And that we may enjoy God's blessing.
最后我们一定是可以得胜的。
And so that we may be victorious in the end.
不管什么困难我们都可以克服。
Doesn't matter what challenge arises, we will be able to overcome.
而且我们信心一定是更上一层楼。
And we will be able to be victorious.
对神 的那个信靠一定会 更坚定。
And our faith in him will be able to be strengthened.
我们如果听神的话最后福气一定跟随。
If we listen to God's word, blessings will follow us.
来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
244.
240.